you drop down, take it to the limit, you know you can't lose.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1 and 107.1, and on the coast, Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach. We've got you covered at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. Text us, 971-220-5979, or send email to dj@xray.fm. Maggie of Sunbathe is here. We'd love to read your texts on the air or take questions on the air. Again, the text line 971-220-5979 or dj@xray.fm. We'll be talking to Maggie real soon and she's going to play live. But first, we got some brand new music for you from Iron and Wine. Their new record's called Hen's Teeth. This is called Ocean.
I've been closing my eyes, coming back to life, and I cry when my heart is only broken, praying for dry ground, though I only want to drown, when I find myself swimming in your ocean. I've been fighting for life, when the moon is full and bright. Where you've been and why you're in the way. Never what you want, but how much you can take. Lonely way toward the shore, lonely sparrow singing for its lonely world, its lonely world. So I name what I lost, whether really lost or not, and I keep making for a door. Isn't open. Praying for dry ground, though I only want to drown, when I find myself swimming in your ocean.
Thank you. Heaven knows I'm trying to be like you. Being good's a new thing. I never tried to. Haven't had a drink since. I cannot tell you how much I love you. What can I tell you how much I to undo the past.
All right, Horse Girl with 2468. Before that, a couple tracks from Parson Redhead, Heaven Knows I'm Trying, and All I Wanted. And then brand new music from Iron and Wine, Something About Swimming in Your Ocean. The new record's called Hen's Teeth, and it's out on Sub Pop now. Maggie from Sunbathe is here. Yeah, do that one, because there's, yeah.
the other one has effects.
That was smart. I've had one other person on the show that brought their own rig, and then you know what happened. Like, every time they talked, it was like, meow,
meow, meow, delay, meow, super delayed and reverb.
Yeah, because they were like freaky. Like, they were like, their whole deal was like, there was their, you know, it was like Psych, but for the singer-songwriter world or something.
Yeah.
So there was just tons of delay and just weird stuff. And I was just like,
makes for a trippy interview.
Exactly. Yeah. If anyone could like understand it.
Yeah.
Well, like, you're here based on this record that, and I'm sorry it's taken so long for us to get together. Your record, Myself to You, came out last year.
It did.
I remember when we were celebrating, and it feels like it was just about a year ago, really.
It was, yeah.
Did it come out right around Treefort time?
Yeah, I think the week before Treefort. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I saw several shows. You were on, like, a joint broadcast that we did from Boise, but it broadcast back here to home. And so you play live around that. It was like a big celebration. And then meanwhile, like me, I was telling you, like my buddy that I go with every year to Treefort, we're listening to it in the hotel room too. And we're like, this is really good.
Aww.
Like, yeah. So I really, you know, I don't know how you feel about these like subjective things, but I really feel like this one's your best record of so far.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the hope, is that they keep getting better. And
well, good. I'm glad you took it that way and not like, well, like what, like.
Well, I'm really proud of the second album. So if you feel like this one's better than that, then I'm like, that's awesome. Because, you know, that's always, I feel like for every songwriter, that's the goal, is to keep, you know, pushing yourself and writing better songs and different songs and exploring. And like, you know, if that's resonating with people, that's awesome. Because that is always my goal, is, you know, just get better and better at the craft.
Well, it's solid. And I thought we would start out by playing like my favorite track. You're going to play my favorite song.
Oh,
and you don't know which one that
is.
But I'm so glad that you're going to do like a stripped down solo electric version of that. But when it happens, I'll let you know. But the title track, let's hear the title track. The record's called Myself to You, and this is from Sunbathe. Maggie of Sunbathe joins me this week on Hello Cruel World.
Sleep.
Myself to You from Sunbathe. Maggie from Sunbathe is here.
Hello.
Hello. What happened? There you are.
Oh,
sorry.
Here I am.
Yeah. I was going to say she's here in the office. That tells you, like, I've been working today. So I'm like, Maggie's here in the office with me. just to answer the question, a lot of questions, like, no, this isn't my main job. Like, I don't make any money doing this. I get that so.
Me either.
I get that so often.
That's not true. Sometimes I make like $50 or something.
Yeah. I get the little, like, oh, that's so cool that you do radio for, like, or, you know, like.
For a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people look at my Instagram, they're like, oh, man, I love your job. I'm like, no, that's not my job at all.
I wish. That would be cool.
Yeah. I guess in a perfect world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. In a perfect world, there'd be money for every DJ and program host, and you wouldn't be forced to, like, play, like, a corporate playlist, or you wouldn't have to do all the stuff that I feel like commercial, you know, radio hosts have to do.
I think we would have to move to Germany for that to happen.
Yeah, is radio really?
Well, I don't know about radio specifically, but just the arts funding there is so crazy. Like, I've been researching, trying to book a DIY Europe tour, and the venues they have there are just so cool, and they usually get, like, government state funding to help pay the bands and just, like, keep running, and so therefore there's just, like, you know, so many different, like, community small venues that can pay artists like an $800 guarantee, and you're like, how can you pay that? Oh, the government is subsidizing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I got started doing radio at KPSU.
And
my first station manager, Ava, she's the one that, like, started calling me JBJ, and then it just kind of stuck. And now, like, and then when I would go to the next station, I would just say, yeah, I'm JBJ.
Because I really liked that.
No one had ever called me that before.
Oh, that's cool.
I bring it up because she moved to Berlin a long time ago. Yeah. And lives there now. And she's a DJ. So she,
that's awesome.
Like a real DJ. So she's like spinning.
So that is her living.
She's like spinning the hits. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure she's, yeah. Now I'm sure she's making a, she's got her own yacht.
Probably. DJ Yacht.
DJ Yachty. Now I'm trying to remember what her DJ name is, and I can't remember. Dang it. That's okay. Well, do you want to play something?
Sure.
I love that you got your rig.
Yeah, I just got this little amp here. I guess I'll start with Runnin' Wild.
All right.
Okay.
Let me just say real quick, you're listening to X-Ray FM. Hello, Cruel World. Hello, Cruel World.
I
Running Wild live here in the Hello Cruel World studio. This is really bad radio, but I noticed while you were playing that you've got a dog like poking, like popping up from your sock. You have a tattoo of a dog.
I do.
And a paw. And it feels, really feels like you got it in such a way that when you wear socks that it like it.
It did kind of work out like that.
But you, it wasn't
my,
planned.
My friend Sam did that in his kitchen. That's and funny. I did this this horseshoe one in my kitchen. I did that one myself.
Oh, that's so funny. It looked like a
stick
paw.
And poke.
It looked like a paw. It looks
oh,
like the dog's
it's a little,
paw.
Yeah, it's a little flower.
Yeah.
Stick and pokes.
Yeah. So this record came out last year. I don't know when you wrote it, but like, are you still finding yourself relating to these songs? Like, how does that? How does that work? You're probably not the same person you were when you made that debut record.
Yeah.
Is it like, do you just drop songs that you can't relate to anymore? Or like,
sometimes, or
do the people just demand it?
Well, there is one song that I kind of have felt like, I don't know. I think it's just like, it comes in phases where I'll get tired of playing something and take a break from it. And then I feel like when you take a break from a song like that and then come back later, you can kind of like bring a new energy to it and like hear it differently. But yeah, there's definitely some songs. I don't think we play a ton off of the first record that I did. I think we only really play a couple songs from that one now. Mm. But yeah, I think for the most part, sometimes when you revisit, they have like a new life that kind of shines through.
And especially if you let it sit for a while.
Yeah.
The other like music industry question I have is around picking singles, because I grew up in an era where there were like A&R people, or, you know, that did that. Like every single that came out was probably chosen by some guy who was hired to be an expert. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, yeah. How does that work nowadays? And like, and how do you know when you're like, how do you know like what to play and what works and what doesn't? Is it all just trial and error?
I think it's some trial and error. I do think I asked some friends about the last record, like, what do you think the single should be? And it's, but even then there's still like mixed reviews, you know, and like the second Sunbathe album, the song that has, well, Can't Be Sure, I feel like has gotten like the most plays off of that album. And I think we did do that one as a single, but then like when we released it, the title track was the one that got like put on playlists and like all of, you know, that was the one that did really well, and totally didn't expect that. And I almost didn't even, like, I don't think we made that a single. But yeah, it's hard to know. Like, I think it's just like you put it out there and
that's
people decide what they like the best. And
that's interesting too, because I feel like with it being such a corporate thing, that probably radio was just playing the singles, or at least they were supposed to just play the singles. And now what I hear you saying is that they're not necessarily playing just because you release something as a single doesn't mean radio might play an album cut or like, and end up pushing that up to, or making that popular.
Yeah. I think it's so everyone has their own favorite, and like, what they will just like listen to the whole album and be like, this is the one I want to play. Mm. And like, I think that's cool,
that's
though. I think it's cool to see, you know, who's relating to what, and you know, why certain songs are more popular than others. It's like, I try not to think about that. I feel like that's like, I don't know. I try not to think about that too much, because then you get in a trap of like, well, I want to write something else that's popular like that, or like that people will like that. And I try to not engage with that thinking when I'm writing. I try not to think about an audience.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
But like, if you had one song that like everybody loves, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, ah, you know, like, Throw a little bit of this in there, you know, like when you're.
Yeah, but then it's like I don't even know what people do like about, you know, I should start sending out surveys. What do you like about this song?
What have you heard?
Why is this one popular?
What have you heard about Myself to You? Like, what are some of the nicest things that you've heard about Myself to You? Or a song off of it?
I guess I don't know. I don't think I've gotten a lot of specific feedback about like certain songs. The nicest thing was like my old bandmate Peter, who I've played with since high school, who left the band and moved to Dexter, Oregon, and he's kind of off the grid now, but he was like, this is your best album yet, and your songwriting keeps getting better. So that was like the probably one of the most meaningful compliments or whatever from someone who's been playing with me since I was like 18.
Yeah, I could see what that would mean. Mean a lot.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. Thanks for listening to my show, Hello Cruel World, today. We've got Maggie from Sunbathe down here, and she's playing live. If you want to, like, text her a question or something.
Yeah, text us some questions.
971-220-5979 if you want to give a shout out or something. I promise I'll open up the laptop and take a look at those.
I love that. I've done that.
What do you mean?
Well, I've texted the X-Ray DJ before a few times.
Do they ever text back?
Yeah.
That's good.
One time I texted because they were playing a song that I was thinking of, and then I turned on the radio and it was playing, and I was like, this is so crazy, I have to text them. And then I think another time, for the sex, drugs, and basketball show,
which is on later tonight.
Oh, later tonight.
Yeah.
I messaged them because they always ask for callers, and I was like, can you give a shout out to my partner, Josh? Because like I love the old. I feel like that's old school, like song dedication shout outs. I'm all about it. I love that.
I feel like you've been such a supporter of X-Ray through the years. Like I remember you guys. I remember like a Zoom call where you guys were like in somebody's backyard.
Oh yeah, in my backyard.
Yeah,
me and Adria.
Yeah, and so anyway, I just think it's important to call that out. Thank you so much for your support of X-Ray. It's obvious that you're a fan of the station.
Definitely, yeah.
And it's also a good segue into mentioning that starting tomorrow, I think, is the pledge drive.
Nice.
X-Ray pledge drive. A spring drive always means new merch. I don't know if you rep X-Ray with merch or if you know what your philosophy is.
Pin.
Oh, nice. Well, I don't know if we're doing new enamel pins for spring, but I definitely know they'll have a new t-shirt design and probably a tote bag too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not saying you in particular need to like buy this stuff, but I'm just saying, again, using it as a segue to talk about the drive, which
I love that
starts tomorrow. Yeah.
Everyone should. Oh, you can't say that. Everyone can buy stuff if they want to.
Yeah, I mean it's good stuff. I mean we wear it around. My kids, you know, they have great taste and they choose to wear X-Ray merchandise. So
that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It is a big deal. Yeah. Well, how about another song?
Sure. I think I'm gonna do Anything Anymore, which is also on Myself to You.
All right.
And I realized I should have had these on last time, my headphones on. I took them off and I was like, wait, now it's, I can't hear anything.
Some people, like, I never know, like, if I had known you wanted to wear them, I would have, like, given you a high sign or some signal. But, like, I know some people that, like, they don't, like, everyone's different. Like, they don't like to, they're, like, it messes them up. Or, like, I see some people, like, taking one ear off.
Yeah.
I've never been in that chair, so I don't know what that's like. So.
I've only been in this chair like maybe two or maybe three other times.
Mm. All right.
It's its own crazy experience.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Anything anymore? Did I write that down? Did I write that down right?
Yes.
Anything anymore?
Anything anymore? Yeah.
All right. From Maggie of Sunbathe, who's here with me this week on Hello Cruel World. You're listening to X-Ray FM. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
This is Ross Beach, host of Alive with Pleasure on X-Ray FM. Tune in Friday afternoons from 2 to 4 for concert previews, new releases, and other radical sounds. That's Alive with Pleasure, 2 to 4 p.m. Fridays. On X-Ray FM, radio is yours.
The Sound of Pictures is the place to go for unusual soundtracks and lovable movie songs, bringing you into some curious territory every Sunday morning from 8 until 9 and archived right here on xray.fm.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is DJ Hellbooks, host of Record Lections with DJ Hellbooks, the weekly zine where I shine a light on a specific person, place, thing, or movement in the world of music. And I implore you to join me every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Portland time to celebrate the history of recorded melodies and continue searching for that perfect beat. Follow Record Lections on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
Mommy, what is down the rabbit hole?
Monday nights at 9.
Synth, pop, minimal wave, psych, and garage rock.
Down the rabbit hole.
The place where the psychotronic hits of yesterday meet the mutant wave hits of today. Only on
X-Ray FM.
Yeah, shout out to the Tascam that has no single button on there. Only will play a CD all the way through. Anyway, Maggie's here. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun and scary.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking a little bit about nerves.
Stage fright.
Anxiety. How about outside of music? Anxiety, nerves? Like, how are you coping?
I mean, I definitely have anxiety about the world and stuff, but it doesn't hit me in an acute physical way the way, like, stage fright can.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
My therapist is trying to EMDR that out of me.
Really?
So we're working on that.
With respect to music?
Yeah, with stage fright in particular.
It's that big of a deal that you would go to them and say, hey, I need help with this?
Yeah, I think, well, like we were talking about, since I stopped drinking alcohol, I don't have a coping mechanism other than like, okay, I'm just going to try and breathe, I guess. And that's, you know, can only do so much. And yeah, I can't just drink my way out of it. And yeah, it's been a process. It's been 3 years now of playing shows sober, so that's
wow.
If you see me on stage and I'm acting weird, I'm like freaking out. And yeah, it's,
I was gonna say, is there anything that that audience members can do to make the ride less bumpy for you?
I don't know. I think usually once I start playing and, you know, a song or two in, I'm like, okay, this is good, you know. And seeing people having a good time and enjoying it and, you know, bopping along or dancing, like, that really helps, you know. But the initial, like, oh, I'm going to be perceived. And, I mean, I was a pretty shy kid growing up and didn't play guitar or sing in front of anyone for probably the first 4 years that I was playing guitar and singing. So it's kind of crazy that now doing it without drinking, it's like relearning how to do this and trying to build my own genuine confidence on stage rather than just like kind of putting a band-aid on it, which I'm kind of trying to give that grace to myself. Like, it's cool, I'm nervous, I'm learning something new, and like it is getting easier every time.
It's got to help that this new record is so damn good.
But thanks. That does help. Thanks, JBJ. I should say it too. That's a kind of good segue. You can come see me probably be a little nervous this Saturday at Turn.
I actually wrote it down. We just haven't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a benefit, right?
It's a benefit.
For Elena? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
Alana?
Elena. Yeah, she's I play in another band called Talking Contest as well. And she's my bandmate in that band and been a longtime friend. And yeah, she had a medical emergency and had to leave work for a couple months, and she needs some help, and so we're doing a little benefit show for her.
Yeah, again, that's Turn, and it's tomorrow. Is it tomorrow night?
Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, I played on a bill with Elena once.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
That's cool.
At Mississippi Studios.
With Tender Age?
She was in Wet Fruit.
Oh, Wet Fruit. Okay.
And then Poppy was a big fan of gamelan music, and I played in a gamelan for like 5 years. We're currently still on hiatus, but like, I don't know if you know what that is, but
I haven't heard it.
It's, I mean, the quickest way to describe it is it's like, it's Balinese percussion.
Whoa.
So it's all like metallic instruments, and it's like very rhythmically complex. Like there's, you talked about David Byrne, how like the drums were like all parsed out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pots, and like everybody plays like half of the rhythm, and then somebody next to you is playing the other half, and so you're like, someone's playing the downbeat and then you're playing the upbeat basically.
Whoa, that sounds awesome.
It's hard to do, but it's like fun to do, and like there's no other way we would have ever played Mississippi Studios if it weren't for Poppy. So but
you guys should reunite. Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about it because I'm just a normie, you know what I mean? Like I'm not a musician, and this just kind of fell into my lap, and so it's one of the coolest things I've ever been able to do as like a non-musician is play in this group and end up, we played twice at Mississippi Studios.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Shout out to Sage and to Poppy that made that happen. That one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Imagine just being on, like we were talking about being in this chair versus this chair. Like mm-hmm. I actually got to sit in that chair a couple of times.
That's great.
And you talked about like dancing. Like I remember like looking and seeing someone in the back of Mississippi Studios dancing, and was just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. So
more dancing.
Yeah. So I apologize if I've told that story too much, but again, it's like, it's too big an event in my life to like not call it out. And like Elena, like I only knew her from like that one night, but like she did like a little bow to me after we Aww. Came off the stage.
I love you, Elena.
I have a memory of that too. So like, that's like the one memory I have of Elena.
That's really sweet.
I know who she is, and she did a little bow to me once when we were.
That checks out.
Yeah. So again, let's call the show out again. It's Saturday night. It's a Turn.
Yeah.
And Turn, like that's like with so much bad stuff going on, that's a huge thing, is that like they found somebody to take that over.
Our friends Joel and Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They've got some changes in stores, redoing some sound. And yeah, they have a lot of new ideas.
I'm so excited for that.
It's really cool.
And it's like one of the haters and the naysayers. You can't put that on your list anymore. Turn is not on that list when you talk about, oh, this happened and this happened in Portland. No, somebody came in and like turned that around. And now it's like,
it's truly like a community project that it's like the baton has been passed to the next, you know, generation that is going to keep it afloat. And it's like, it is really like a labor of love to keep that venue alive, which, as we were talking about earlier, in other countries, maybe would be state funded, or maybe the city of Portland can start funding these small DIY community spaces. But for now, we have very awesome people that are taking it on themselves and taking the financial risk of, you know, trying to improve these like really important spaces, which is great.
So community is just so important now more than ever, and then just having these spaces still be available for community, and you know, music brings us together. I mean, it's just fact. as my oldest would say, that's a Maddie thing. Fact. Maggie of Sunbathe has been my guest this week on Hello Cruel World. Would you play one more song?
Yeah.
For us?
Sure. I was going to play IGA.
My favorite song off myself.
Favorite song.
I love this song.
See? I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't guess.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it about IGA that the people just go crazy for?
It's a fun one. And it's, I wrote it out at the Sou'wester. That's the SIDS IGA that I was pretty high at.
I was wondering, like, oh, that must be a chain somewhere else. But you're right. As soon as you said it, I could totally picture it.
Yeah. And I was like all alone out there and like kind of freaking out. And I had the Find My Friends on my phone and was looking. I was looking at that to calm myself down and was like seeing everybody like, okay, like Adria's there and nice. Haley's over here and like Lauren is over there. And
that's
like
smart.
It like really calmed me down. And then I wrote this little song about that.
I would urge people to like track down the lyrics to these songs, because a lot of the stuff gets lost when you're actually hearing it. But when you can actually like hear the words that are actually that you actually wrote. So I feel like sometimes the vocals can be a little buried in the mix. So when I actually was like read that, I was like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't realize you also flashed someone in an overpass.
I did.
And the only way I would know that is a lyric sheet as well. So
I have handwritten lyrics on all my vinyl for better or worse.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a cringy thing to do, to like write it out without the music behind it. Sometimes seeing the lyrics, you're like, oh.
I know, but think of the times that you like albums you love that have the lyric sheet.
Yeah, and the handwriting of the artist, the songwriter, I'm just like, I personally love that. And
yeah.
I plan to do that for...
Sometimes you just
got to
let go and just do it for the, you know, for the generations, for the youngs.
I agree. I can say that now because I'll be 40 this month. So
Maggie, I'm going to be 60 this year. I turned 60 years old this year.
That's awesome.
That cannot be possible. There's no way.
Age is just a number.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. No way that I have like a 31 year old, too. Like that's my oldest is.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So. time is real. Age is just a number, but time is also
David
real.
David Byrne just rocked the house last night, and he's 73,
that's
so
what
there's
you were
no
saying.
Limits.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Age is just a number, people.
Yeah. Shall I?
IGA.
When it's on me.
IGA Live. Maggie, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Don't forget about the Turn, Turn, Turn show Saturday night.
In the gorge. Gorge. I lay my troubles down. In the gorge. Gorge. There is no one around. And when a tree falls on the ground, and there's no sound in the gorge. The animals surround me in the gorge. Somehow they endow me with a sense of wonder and love. Homesick, but I haven't got a home in this world anymore.